the glamorous mystic east, out of the desert's burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. His met is written. Let the tale be told. Are happening in an American home in Chicago, the home of Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels and precious stones from the Far East. His daughter, Cynthia, is in the living room. Facing her is Jerry Martin, her fiancé. Outside, a thunderstorm is raging.
Cynthia?
Did you hear it? What was it?
What was what? I didn't hear anything.
But I did.
Oh, now, Cynthia, you're all unstrung. You're trembling like a leaf.
Well, I can't help it, Jerry. I heard...
Oh, there was nothing, I tell you. Nothing but the wind and the rain.
Oh, there was something else. Like a wild cry for help.
Ridiculous. It's just your imagination. Or even if there were something out there, you'd never hear it above the storm.
But it wasn't out there, Jerry. It was in this room.
In this room? How foolish. Why, there's no one here but you and me.
It wasn't one of us, Jerry. It wasn't human.
Not human? Why, Cynthia, what on earth are you talking about?
Jerry, I'm scared stiff. It sounded as though the whole house were crying out with fear.
Oh, this place is getting on your nerves, that's all. It's getting on mine, too.
Really? You're at liberty to go any time you will.
Now, Cynthia, for heaven's sake, stop.
There you go.
Look here now, please.
But...
Don't interrupt me. Ever since your father left on his last trip, something's happened around here that I can't quite figure out.
If you're looking for an excuse, Gerald Martin...
Let me have my say, Cynthia, please. We never used to quarrel the way we do now. We get together for 5 minutes and start bickering about the silliest things.
I suppose it's my fault.
I'm not blaming anybody. There's something queer around here, and I'm not going to let it ruin our lives. The thing that matters, dear, is that we love each other, don't we?
Why, of course.
Then let's figure it out, dear. Here's your mother. She used to be so sweet and gentle, and now she complains about everything. And she isn't really sick. You know she's not.
It's not entirely her fault, Jerry. These funny letters he's been getting from Daddy. Mother's worried about him, that's all.
Something mighty queer has happened to your dad, too, Cynthia. Why did he insist that we were not to meet him at the boat? Not even at the station when he arrives in Chicago. We've just got to sit here and wait. No wonder we're all upset.
Oh, I'm worried about it, too, Jerry. Something strange has happened to Daddy. He said so himself, in his letters. Oh, Jerry, you don't think that...
What, Cynthia?
That there's something wrong with Daddy. His mind, or... Oh, how that startled me.
4 o'clock. He ought to be here any moment. Good Lord.
Oh, that's Mother. Mother, what is it?
What's happened?
Cynthia, darling. Mother, dear, what's wrong?
Here, Mrs. Mason, sit down, please.
Yes, do, Mother. Jerry, bring that footstool.
There, now, there. You'll be all right now.
You aren't hurt, are you, Mother?
Oh, it is horrible. Horrible. The most awful dream.
Dream?
Yes. I must have dozed off for a moment. I was passing through such strange, weird places. The people were so desperate. They were crowding around me, staring at me. searching at me with long, bony fingers.
Now, Mother.
Oh, suddenly one of them grabbed me by the throat. A long, shiny blade swung over my head. And there was a terrific crash.
Oh, please, and Mother.
I woke up. Oh, Cynthia. Something terrible is going to happen. I know it.
Now, Mother, don't worry.
If only your father were here. Why does he come? Why don't he...
Oh, why, it's nothing, Mother. Just the telephone. Wait, Jerry, I'll answer it.
Oh, hurry, Cynthia. Hurry. Don't be long.
Hello? Hello? Why, Daddy?
Your father. Let me talk to him.
Oh, wait, Mother, please. Hello? Daddy? Hello? Hello? Hello, operator. Oh, you've disconnected me, operator. What? But I tell you, someone was calling me. What? Oh, all right.
What's the matter, Cynthia?
Oh, it was Father, I'm sure of it. I heard his voice, and then the wire went dead.
Well, don't worry about it, Cynthia. He'll call again. Must have been at the station and phoned to say he was on his way.
Oh, I hope so, Jerry. Daddy seemed so close to me then. Just for that instant,
don't talk that way, Cynthia. You frightened me.
It's someone at the door.
I'll go.
Who could see?
Why, Mr. Mason.
Daddy, Henry.
Martha, it's good to see all of you. Hello, Jerry. Why, Cynthia, what's the matter? What are you staring like that for?
Oh, why, Daddy, I don't understand. So where did you fall,
Henry? How did you get here so quickly?
Phone? What do you mean? I didn't phone.
But, Daddy, I spoke to you on the phone just a minute ago. It was your voice. I'm positive.
Why, you just imagined it, my child. Why, I just got in. I drove all the way from the station.
Oh, Henry, I'm so glad you're back.
Yes, I'm happy too, Martha, but I've got to get this matter straightened out about this mysterious telephone call.
You don't think it was mysterious, Henry?
Well, I don't know. These days, anything is likely to happen.
Henry, you're not ill.
What is Daddy talking about, Jerry?
I give up. Sit down, all of you, and try not to interrupt. You don't have to worry, Martha. I'm sound, body and mind. But I came home to tell you of an amazing experience which concerns all of us.
All of us? Even Jerry?
Yes, all of us. Now, please don't interrupt me. But first of all, Martha, I want to assure myself of one thing.
What is it, Henry?
It's about that emerald that I brought with me on my last trip from Persia. Are you sure that it's safe?
Yes, quite safe. I looked at it only this morning.
Well, the man I bought it from seemed very anxious to sell it, and I bought it at a bargain. Since that day, nothing but misfortune has followed my business. About 2 months ago, a merchant in the bazaar in Shiraz told me of a man known as Omar, the Wizard of Persia. I had often heard of this mysterious person, and strange stories were told of his power. My merchant friend was very insistent that I see Omar. He seemed to feel that I would not regret it. And so, after many strange happenings, I decided to visit Omar. Let me tell you about it.
Welcome, my friend. You are Omar, the Wizard of Persia?
So men call me.
But you're a young man. Why, you appear younger than myself.
Men call me wise, my friend, and wisdom is ageless. You are in trouble?
Yes.
I can see that misfortune has overtaken you in business.
Yes, that's
right.
Across
the seas, your wife suffers from poor health.
That's right. But how did you know that?
You must not question when Omar speaks. It is enough that Omar knows. Your daughter is unhappy in her romance.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Now I know why they call you the Wizard of Persia.
It is written in the books of the ancients that happiness grows out of happiness and misfortune out of misfortune.
I don't quite understand.
One cannot find pleasure in another's pain.
How does that apply to me?
You have in your home in America a rare emerald.
Yes. How?
Wait. Do not speak till I have finished. That emerald is linked up with the destinies of many human beings. Hundreds of years ago, it was stolen from its original owner. A curse fell upon the stone. The curse remains till the emerald is restored to the descendants of the family that owned it. Many have taken up the search. All have failed. The curse cannot be lifted by selling the stone or giving it away.
You mean that misfortune will pursue me, my family, always?
Yes. Until you find the original owner.
How? When so many have failed.
I will help you. Take this. It is the mystic scroll of Persia. You will see that it bears certain numbers. Each series of numbers has a meaning given here. By these numbers, you will receive my instruction. I will warn you or encourage you, as the case may be. Your search starts here, in Shiraz.
But how shall the numbers reach me?
Through the mystic bells of Omar. You alone will hear them.
I search. Alone?
No. It were better to have with you all who are affected by your possession of the emerald. Your wife, your daughter, and the young man whom she loves. I can say no more. The blessings of Omar accompany you. Go.
Henry, you didn't dream all this.
My daddy, it's thrilling, weird.
Have you heard the mystic bells as yet, Mr. Mason?
Yes. Once. On the ship, coming home.
What was the message, Daddy?
That I was on the right track, and that when I had ended my mission, happiness would be the lot of everyone made unhappy by the emerald.
You don't believe all that, Henry.
Ah, there they are.
Henry, what are you saying?
Daddy, look at his face, Jerry. Look at his face.
Are you ill, Mr. Mason?
Quiet. Everybody, quiet. Four. Three. Five. Wait. Four. Three. Five. The bells. The mystic bells of Omar. The message is, you must leave for Persia at once.
What strange adventures are in store for the Masons? Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.